For you and me, the body poses problems that will only grow worse. As children, we loved our bodies and rarely thought about them. As we grew older, we soon fell out of love, and with good reason. Billions of dollars are spent to cure the body of its many ills and miseries. Billions more are thrown down the drain for cosmetics, whose purpose is to fool ourselves into thinking we look better than we do. To be blunt, the human body is unsatisfactory and has been for a long time. It can't be trusted since sickness often strikes without warning. It deteriorates over time and eventually dies. Let's attack this problem seriously. Instead of making do with the physical form you were given at birth, why not look for a breakthrough, a completely new way of approaching the body? Breakthroughs occur when you start thinking about a problem in a fresh new way. The biggest breakthroughs occur when you start thinking in an unbounded way. Take your eyes away from what you see in the mirror. If you came from Mars and had never seen how the body ages and declines over time, you might believe it would work in just the opposite way. From a biological point of view, there is no reason why the body should be flawed. So start there. Having erased every outworn assumption from your mind, you are now free to entertain some breakthrough ideas that totally change the situation. Your body is boundless. It is channeling the energy, creativity, and intelligence of the entire universe. At this moment, the universe is listening through your ears, seeing through your eyes, experiencing through your brain. Your purpose for being here is to allow the universe to evolve. None of this is outlandish. The human body is already the universe's most advanced laboratory experiment. You and I are at the cutting edge of life. Our best chance for survival is to embrace that fact. Rapid evolution, faster than that for any other life form on the planet, gave us our present state of ever-increasing health, longer lifespan, exploding creativity, and a vision of possibilities that science advances faster and faster. Our physical evolution ceased around 200,000 years ago. You don't possess liver, lungs, heart, or kidneys different from those of a cave dweller. Indeed, you share 60% of your genes with a banana, 90% with a mouse, and more than 99% with a chimpanzee. In other words, everything else that makes us human has depended on an evolution that is far more non-physical than physical. We invented ourselves, and as we did, we brought our bodies along for the ride. How you invented yourself. You have been inventing your body from the day you were born, and the reason you don't see it that way is that the process comes so naturally. It's easy to take for granted, and that's the problem. The flaws you see in your body today aren't inherent. They aren't bad news delivered by your genes or mistakes made by nature. Your choices each played a part in the body you created, either consciously or unconsciously. Here's a list of physical changes that you have made and continue to make. It's a very basic list, all medically valid, and yet hardly any part of your body is excluded. Every skill you learn creates a new neural network in your brain. Every new thought creates a unique pattern of brain activity. Any change in mood is conveyed via messenger molecules to every part of the body, altering the basic chemical activity of each cell. Every time you exercise, you alter your skeleton and muscles. Every bite of food you eat alters your daily metabolism, electrolyte balance, and proportion of fat to muscle. Your sexual activity and the decision to reproduce affects your hormonal balance. The stress level you subject yourself to raises and lowers your immune system. Every hour of total inactivity creates muscle atrophy. Your genes tune in to your thoughts and emotions, and in mysterious ways they switch on and off according to your desires. Your immune system gets stronger or weaker in response to being in a loving or unloving relationship. Crises of grief, loss, and loneliness increase the risk of disease and shorten lifespan. Using your mind keeps your brain young. Not using your brain leads to its decline. Using these tools, you invented your body and you can reinvent it anytime you want. The obvious question is, why haven't we reinvented our bodies already? Certainly, the problems have been staring us in the face long enough. The answer is that solving small pieces of the puzzle has been much easier than seeing the whole. Medicine is practiced in specialties. If you fall in love, an endocrinologist can report on the decline of stress hormones in your endocrine system. A psychiatrist can report on your improved mood, which a neurologist can confirm through a brain scan. A dietitian may be worried that you're losing your appetite. On the other hand, what you do eat is digested better. And so it goes. No one can provide you with a complete picture. To make matters more complex, because the body is so fluid and so superbly multitasking, it's difficult to imagine that any one step to take that could lead to transformation. Right now, you may be in love, pregnant, running down a country lane, eating a new diet, losing sleep or gaining it, doing better at your job or worse. Your body is nothing less than a universe in motion. Reinventing the body means changing the whole universe. Trying to tinker with yourself misses the forest for the trees. One person fixates on her weight, another trains for a marathon, and yet another is adopting a vegan diet while her friend is dealing with menopause. Thomas Edison didn't tinker with building a better kerosene lamp. He abandoned the use of fire, the only source of light since prehistoric times, and broke through to a new source. That was a quantum leap in creativity. If you are the creator of your body, what is the quantum leap awaiting you?